Dong versus Ashcroft. Mr. Mizucci.
Good morning, Your Honors. May it please the Court. I'm Thomas Mizucci, representing Mr. Dong Xing. His petition to have the BIA's denial of his motion to reopen.
Why did you file a motion for reopen rather than file another petition for asylum? Because you can file a petition for asylum on the basis of changed circumstances without this country business.
I understand that, Your Honor, and I know that the Second Circuit in the Guan decision did point that out, and with hindsight, I think that would have been a better strategy.
Can you still do it?
I believe we could still do it, yes. However, given the history of the case as it actually unfolded, we believe that the board, confronted with the motion that we actually did submit, abused its discretion in denying the motion. The motion, as you know, was based upon two categories of evidence, the first being changed personal circumstances, birth of a second child in the United States.
But there, of course, your practical problem is that unless there's absolutely no difference between a change within the country and a change of personal circumstances, this is his personal circumstance. His whole problem is that things have not changed in China. If they had changed in China, at least if it were a change for the better, he wouldn't be facing this. So, and could you just, as a point of clarification, too, which of these is his surname? Is it Xing or Dong?
Dong.
Dong is his surname. Right. Okay.
Well, Your Honor, we would submit that in addition to the evidence of the changed personal circumstances, the evidence that was submitted with the motion, which is over 100 pages of two expert affidavits and also congressional hearing transcripts, paint a picture of a situation in China regarding the enforcement of family planning that is arguably getting worse. And
but it's also arguably getting better. I mean, you know, we get conflicting evidence on that.
Well, that's true. I would point out, however, that the asylum profile that the IJ was relying on back in 2000 has been recently replaced by a new version of the asylum profile. And in fact, while it's obviously it's not in the record, the asylum profile does, from the State Department, does mention the fact that specifically with regard to people that are situated like Mr. Dong, as opposed to what was stated in the 98 profile, that persons with children born outside of China are not treated any differently under the family planning law than persons who have their children in China. This really, I think.
Well, is that a change? Seems like a sensible rule. You don't want people running off to have a dozen children and then coming back with them, right? That would be evasion of their policy. So what makes you think it's a new rule?
Well, Your Honor, it's an interesting question. It seems to me that one of the issues in trying to determine whether or not there has been change is change against what baseline and within what time frame. And
well, I don't understand that. Look, is this a new rule or not a new rule?
Regarding the
that you can't evade their law about the one child by having your children outside the country.
Yeah. I don't know if that particular rule is a new rule or not.
Well, then I don't see how you can argue changed circumstances.
Well, in addition to that rule, There are many citations in the second aired affidavit, which point to a series of initiatives and strategies and tactics by the Chinese government since the petitioner's individual hearing, which give the impression that the family planning policy is being enforced more strictly, more brutally, and more effectively. And I would respectfully argue that, insofar as Mr. Dong is on the radar screen, insofar as he's violated the he's now in violation of the law, that that greater likelihood of persecution and the greater likelihood of more intense persecution is a change. Is it a material change? That's a theoretical question that I'm not really sure I know the answer to. However, I would just very quickly point out that the thrust of Mr. Dong's argument is that given the stakes involved, and also given the considerable evidence that was submitted with this motion to reopen, that the board's handling of the motion in just a few very cursory sentences seems to indicate to him that the board did not either take the motion seriously or perhaps didn't even bother to look at the evidence. And it seems that in this circuit, as in most circuits, that constitutes an abuse of discretion.
Is that it? There's more?
No.
Okay, well, thank you, Mr. Jenser. Ms. Jenser? I mean, Mr. Jenser, sorry.
Good morning, Your Honor. May it please the Court. I'm Lyle Jenser for the Department of Justice, and I represent the respondent today. The BIA did apply the correct law, and they did not abuse
it. So is it correct that he could file a new petition for asylum?
I think we would have to agree with that, Your Honor. The board has not addressed that issue
yet. Right.
He certainly has that choice to do that, and then we're going to have to see what the board does with it and let it filter back up through the courts. But clearly under the statute that Juan mentioned, which I believe Your Honor is referencing, it would appear that he does have that option.
And in such a petition, it would clearly be relevant that his personal circumstances have changed and he might be facing an immediate forced sterilization if he were to be returned.
As the Second Circuit noted, we conceded that in Juan, that the regulation would in fact include material personal changes as opposed to the reopening statute, which is only changes arising in the country of nationality. Right now, though, we don't have that second successive petition. What we have was a motion to reopen, and the board simply does not have the authority, either statutorily or regulatorily, to grant that motion.
So I assume your institutional interest is in keeping the lid on motions to reopen so that they do focus on the country.
That is correct, Your Honor. Actually does sum up my entire argument, Your Honor. subject to your questions, that will conclude the argument.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Ms. Ichi, does he have any time? There's nothing further. Well, thank you very much, both counsel. We appreciate your brevity.